China is the biggest consumer of beer in the world. But during the last 3 years, Chinese people apparently are drinking quite a bit less. Why is it? Let's talk about what's going on here. Do we have less of an appetite for beer?
Yes, I think the percentage has been seen lower than the previous year by 4.2%. But let's take a look at the performance of the world statistics first. According to the figures from the International Wine and Spirits Research, this is a London-based industry group, the global market for alcoholic drinks contracted 1.3% in 2016, which is was steeper than the average fall of 0.3% in the previous 5 years. And the figure from UK also see declined by 1.3%. Chinese consume 4.2% less, and that's not the biggest drop, actually. Beer drinkers in Russia are enjoying a whopping 7.8% less beer than 2016. So overall speaking, beer consume less.
Yeah, oh man, the UK one surprises me. UK, what's going on? But I don't think it's just going to be them. We'll talk about the US here in a bit. But the report suggests the reason why we are seeing this global decline of such a tasteful and delicious drink that's going on with you guys is because maybe this tasteful and delicious drink isn't necessarily health conscious. Additionally, I guess the report is saying that some drinks that are growing in popularity will be things like gin and tonics. I guess they're becoming more popular than ever. So, you know, for anybody that is kind of health conscious, beer does have some calories for sure. It's not the most calorie efficient beverage you should have if you're looking to have alcohol, but at the same time you want to make sure you're counting your calories. But gin and tonics, maybe this is how people are trying to bridge that gap. The report suggests that the drop was surprising given the improving global economy. So, you know, I guess the world's economy is getting better as it's becoming more globalized. People are trading more. More trading means more money, right? So that might mean more cheers going on in the pub. No, I guess that's not necessarily happening. The correlation isn't actually there between, you know, this rise in the global economy and the drinking that's going on with regards to beer, okay? Also, Alexander Smith, editor of IWSR magazine, says that allied with the growing global population of legal drinking age consumers, theoretically should have led to a growing global alcohol consumption, but it hasn't. So basically, the fact that more and more people are living to older ages, not dying as much as they used to, right? So they're drinking because they're, of course, of age, and we're having more and more people reach the age that they're allowed to drink. So basically, the world is seeing more drinkers than ever, but people aren't drinking as much, or at least of beer.
Yeah, that's interesting. And there's so many different beverages you can pick from. And there's...
But why would you?
Why? Well, yeah, okay. Ryan likes to have a pint of beer, maybe.
Of course.
Yeah. And I think certainly this has something to do maybe with the local culture or what you're used to as you grow up. But we'll talk about that in a second in more detail. Mm-hmm. Also in this report, it's pinpointing that China being the major reason of contributing to this decline. What do you see about that, Liu Mian?
Well, according to the research from IWSR, it shows that this is mainly because of the weakness in China now, the world's biggest beer market by volumes. Even though the sales in order in other large beer markets such as Brazil and Russia, they both seen some recessions, but China actually dragged behind this, dragged the total number of the world consumption. And China has passed the peak consumption of beer, according to this research, because during the past 10 or 15 years, China has been, you know, rapidly growing in the demand for beer for so many years. It's like a steep, rapid growth. But during the past 3 years, it's like a drop a little bit. So don't panic. China is just a adjusting the structure of their market. It's not because Chinese people no longer love their beers or international beers. It's just a little bit comeback.
Yeah, and also growth. We're talking mm-hmm. about drinking alcohol. Not necessarily is it a thing for everybody. And a drop doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. Certainly for the manufacturers or for the brewers who aim to exploit, to expand the market, then of course this is bad news for mm-hmm. them. And also, I think in China it's quite interesting that we have our own baijiu. So the Chinese liquor, which is pretty hard on, I think, the taste. And in comparison to beer, I'm not a expert in either, but we have the local beverage, the alcohol beverage of baijiu. So I think that needs also to be looked at to see what people's drinking habits are these days.
Well, before we jump into that, actually, I don't think that would be the reason. I think beer is actually something a lot of people still really like, but the habits have changed in how people drink it. And I'm going to talk about the U.S. because according to a Mr. Trevor Sterling, analyst at Bernstein, 2017 is shaping up to be the worst year for beer volumes since 2009. It's almost like the guy's trying to make it sound like, because he's saying the industry volumes have been down 2%. Like, almost like it's the prohibition, which is the time in American history you legally couldn't drink alcohol. But I'm going to paint a bit different picture here, okay? So I looked at a 2016 Gallup poll. So Gallup, they do a lot of these different polls to find out habits and trends and things that are going on among the average American, okay? So they did this poll about American drinking habits, their preferred alcoholic beverage. So this isn't just beer. This could be wine. This could be hard liquor. But that's how they broke it down, okay? So you have beer, you have wine, and you have hard liquor. Now, Americans still prefer beer as their main alcoholic beverage. But this breaks down in an interesting way. 54% of men say they love a cold iced brewski. They love their beer. But 23% of women do not, or 23% of women choose beer. The rest do not choose to have beer. So according to this Gallup poll, looking closer into this data, so men, you know, from 2010 to 2016, 54% of them, as I had said, they wanted an ice cold brewski, brewski being short for beer or another word for beer. Only 18% of men said they would choose a glass of wine. So very low there, you notice. 54%, they want that beer. 18% say, all right, I'll take a glass of wine. Okay, now the women in the U.S. from 2010 to 2016, 50% of women said, I'll have a glass of wine. Oh, a glass of white wine, please. 23% said they wanted a beer. So first of all, what I'm trying to say is the drinking habit in the U.S., on average, beer is the drink of choice. But then we're seeing this drinking culture, the habits are different between genders. I also want to say that though the beer market might be going down 2%, according to Trevor Sterling, that analyst I had mentioned, beer is a general term. We're going to get into that too as it pertains to China. But there's also this thing called craft beer. So when I say beer to you, a lot of people would say, you know, we have these what I call gut rot beer in the U.S. This is Heineken, Busch Light, Michelob Ultra, Miller Lite, Budweiser, Bud Light. Oh, God, these beers are like alcoholic water, you know, basically. So I think people realize that pretty much all those beers I mentioned taste almost exactly the same. It's so similar, right? And I think people are tired of that. One beer, or all these beers that taste like one beer, they want something different. So the emergence of craft beer has started to become a huge thing in the U.S. I mean, I think in the first 6 months of 2015, craft beer's sales had gone up 12%. That's huge. And they just continue to go. And I would say, you know, here in China, actually, here in Beijing, I'll say, we have some really great breweries. Jing-A, Aero Factory, Slowboat, Great Leap. And I challenge you, if you go to some of these places, the beer will taste very different from the local brands like Yanjing or Qingdao. Very much more tasteful. They have an atmosphere that's almost like a restaurant, very family friendly. A great leap, you can get a great pizza, these kind of things. So I think this is also changing the habit. We say beer, maybe yes, these sales of Yanjing, Qingdao, Budweiser are going down. Those are going down. But if we look at a specific kind of beer, maybe we see the habits are changing. Chinese might be looking for the more tastier option, the different option, than just these old domestic brands that have been around for a while.
Exactly. And the similar things actually is happening here in China also, like what Ryan has described about the U.S. market. For example, the consumers, Chinese consumers' attitude on the current domestic beers in China are also changing. The Chinese consumers gradually now are able to access more varieties of alcoholic beverages and through all kinds of platforms. Mm-hmm. And their requirement for beer quality and savors is also rising. And according to a survey conducted by CNYnews.com, China's leading alcohol industry website, more than 70% of Chinese consumers surveyed are disappointed at this current domestic beer situation. They are not satisfied with the current tastes and prices, like what Ryan has said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, alcoholic water is the word, exact word, today's Chinese consumers describing about the Yanjing or Qingdao beer. Yeah. They're not tasteful anymore. They don't have the wheat. They don't have the kind of yeast taste anymore. And they are, you know, merging more companies in local villages, mm-hmm. in local towns. So those, you know, individual localized beer brands have lost their identity, their features, mm. their special tastes,
yeah.
you know, and they all become the same taste, just like alcoholic water.
Yeah, I think that is a really interesting description of what it tastes like. So
yeah.
is it too mild? So maybe two things are happening. One is the taste is too mild. It's not giving people the kick. And also another is the taste seems to become very similar. Then what gives you that special differentiating point? I find that very, very strange, actually.
Actually, now you see that China has been opening the gate to the world for more than 35 years. So there are multiple channels for Chinese consumers to access to all kinds of mm-hmm. beers around the world. Buying those beers in bulk from internet and local foreign shops. And also they think that the domestic beers are low percentage on alcohol and
yeah.
the taste is mild, yeah. in lowered liter. And they think it's developing to the direction of water plus beverage, which is alcoholic water. But imported beer, after they taste it, they think it's darker in color, higher in percentage on alcohol, and heavy taste. These yeah. are like the combination of malt beer plus white and black wine, that kind of feeling. So after two bottles of imported beers, Chinese people were saying like, oh, it's much better than the half a dozen Chinese beer.
Yeah, you know, when I first came to China, I went to Zhuhai. It's a beautiful place. I love Zhuhai. And they have this beer that was the prominent beer. You know, some places in China, you have like snow. That's the prominent beer. In Beijing, this area, you have Yanjing. You know, in Qingdao, I'm sure, it's Qingdao. And in Zhuhai, it's Haiju. Which is actually, if you switch those around, it's Zhuhai, you know, backwards. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Trying all these things. When I first came here, I was like, oh, Chinese beer, yes, I need to try this. Because I just wanted to try it. Not like I'm, you know, running around drinking tons. But I do like to enjoy beer. And I find it interesting to try new stuff. So when I tried this, I was like, huh, this tastes like a Bud Light or a Budweiser or a Michelob Light, Ultra, Miller, basically alcohol water type thing. Then, you know, trying Yanjing, I found the differences to be little. And in fact, these days I don't really touch Yanjing too much in the bottled form because I always joke, I feel like it's a hangover in a bottle because by the time you feel, you know, Leoman, you made a really good point. Maybe I'm a bigger guy, these kind of things, but by the time the alcohol percentage, by the time that maybe would give me that nice buzz I'm looking for on an afternoon, hanging out with my friends, you know, and chatting, I feel already, because I've had three or four to chase that buzz, because maybe the alcohol percentage is very low and I'm a big guy, I'm already feeling the oncoming hangover. So I always say, Yan Jing feels like a hangover in a bottle. And so I think for these beers, as you had mentioned, 70% of the Chinese consumers surveyed in this CNWineNews.com survey are disappointed with current domestic beer situations. They need more variety. I think also, you know, the trend is drinking more quality and less. So instead of having, you know, maybe if you go to these Shaokao restaurants, you'll see tables littered with Yan Jing. And you're like, how can these guys drink so much? Exactly. Actually, it's not drinking that much, because it's pretty, I would say, watered down beer compared to maybe the imported competitors or more stronger brands that are, I think Qingdao is even trying to make these stronger brands. So, you know, then I think you'd see they're drinking less. But so basically, I think people want to drink less, but maybe chase this nice buzz that, you know, people enjoy when they have a couple glasses of wine or a good imported or whatnot beer that has a decent alcohol percentage. There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. But I think that's just hard to do with a lot of these domestic brands. Also, I feel the biggest problem is they like variety of taste. Other imported brands are offering that, where these, if these domestic brands want to stay relevant, they have to maybe start a brewing culture where they play with different flavors to try to make different kinds of beer.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, the observation that you guys have provided, that certainly I think the Chinese market is changing. And we see that the consumption for alcohol in general has been sort of dipping in recent years for various reasons. There's the consumption pattern changing. There's also the anti-corruption campaign that we're seeing the full effect now. And also, I think people want better choices, and we're not satisfied with just a couple of blend things that's available in the market. But regardless of what you guys have said, I still think that in a hot summer day or a hot summer night, when you go out with friends and having that ice cold bottle of Yan Jing and washing some char down the throat with it is the best thing.
I think that's fine, but at the same time, offer more variety, because 70% is a strong percentage, okay?
Yeah.
Also, I think, you know, I think beer has gotten a bad rep, specifically from these kind of Budweisers and, you know, these kind of beers that all taste the same, that you drink in high amounts. And in the U.S., we kind of call gut rot beer, because it gives you a beer belly. There's something very specific to drinking a lot of beer. All of a sudden, guys start to look like they're pregnant, you know, if they start to drink. So a beer baby, if you will. Anyways, I think so. It's given beer culture a bad rep. But I think you'll find in the U.S., this is changing big time. In fact, you know, it used to be kind of a fancy thing. You go to a wine tasting festival. You know, all you and your girlfriends, girls, let's go. Sunday wine festival in Napa Valley. And you go around with your little glass and you try all these different wines. Well, now because of brewing culture and all these different kind of beers that are being made, you'll have beer festivals. And these are actually seen as a classy event too, because you're trying these beers, you know. In all these beers I had talked about before, there's no different taste. You're just drinking to drink. They all taste the same. Just pick one. But here now we see variety. We see different tastes, like a good Cabernet and a Merlot and these kind of different ways and wines and grapes and berries you get. Well, now we're seeing with different hops and people playing with beer more, you can have a very fancy beer culture. And I really like that, drinking a nice beer and enjoying it instead of drinking a beer to just, you know,
feel
drink.
The buzz. Okay, yeah. All right. I think that is an interesting thing, because in China right now, we're sort of seeing that the wine is seeing growth in demand, and wine is being seen as the more classy option.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I said that word. Forgive me.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And I think that is the trend that we see right now, that wine is seen as more of a middle upper class association, and beer is something maybe that everybody would drink, but if you want to sort of separate yourself from the everybody, then you have a glass of wine. But we've talked a lot about drinking, and it's Friday. I'm sure a lot of people, maybe we've got some people thirsty, but there are things to keep in mind that before you go out to drink. What are some of these things we need to let people know?
Well, after talking about the beer for so long time, I am really wanting one bottle of beer now. But before I do that, I have to remind myself, you are drinking more than you think. A study from Cancer Research UK suggests that the average British adult might drink around a lot of calories, above 3,700 calories of beer more. But every time when they drink, they drink more than they think. So every time when before you get drunk, you have to stop.
Yeah, I think the biggest tip here is, you know, when you go out, especially to have some drinks, enjoy it, you know, treat it like a classy event. That's, you know, that's why I really like these breweries that are popping up. They're some of my favorite places to go, actually, because it's good food. Maybe it has a nice patio. You have a couple really tasty beverages, and you're enjoying the taste. You know, there's multiple reasons why you're drinking it, and it's just only good vibes. I don't know. It's something that is really big in the U.S. too. So I think we're seeing that beer culture is changing, and it's not necessarily about quantity, more about quality.
Yes, and if alcohol is not your thing, it's perfectly fine. Have your juices or
KTVs.
Coke. Yes, apple cider. That's perfectly fine. Yes, drinking is not the most healthy thing, but everything should be done in moderation.
Yes.
Remember that. You're listening to Roundtable.